Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he went back, God bless him for doing this. He went back and he watched the six games of Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and he found some takeaways, some things that he thought. I don't know what they are because I haven't read the article, like I said, but we're going to find out at 6 o'clock what he discovered, if he discovered anything differently about Deshaun Watson in his film study. So we'll pick his brain on that. We'll pick his brain on a few other things. That's at 6. Also coming up, guys, is there, what amount of money do you need to find on the ground to then be willing to try to seek out the potential owner of said money and give it back to them? Talk about that coming up in here in a little bit. But I know that the 11-0 start for Cleveland is the Cavaliers, obviously. We're clearly not talking about the Cleveland Browns. Has been fun. And I know we're trying to use it as like this barometer for how great they're going to be. And rightfully so. When you start 11-0, there's only, I think, what, 12 teams in the history of the NBA that have ever done that? So, yeah, you are in elite company by doing something like this. You know, we talked about, like, the last team to go 10-0, and I don't know how long. I forget how many games the Warriors won in a row to start that 2016 season. They won 24? It was 24? Okay. So we know, like, that's the bar, is like winning 24 in a row, which is the record, I believe, too. And so, like, they got a long way to go to get to that level, but 11-0 is 11-0. It's nothing to just, like, you know, sneeze at and not think anything of. And it's the reason why so many people around the NBA are starting to finally respect the Cavs, I would say, and finally start to like take notice of the fact that, yeah, this team is really pretty good, and we probably need to start paying more attention to them because they're not just like, this is not a fluke. I think 11-0 tells you like this isn't a fluke, that this team is a good team. Like they're doing it night in and night out, and they're finding ways to win, and it's you know, certainly a testament to how good that they are. But I don't know that it's even the biggest reason why I believe that the Cavs are a good team. And it'll go on for as long as it goes on. They might lose one of these games coming up, and we'll just, you know, we'll see how they respond to that. And I do think that'll be a testament to how good of a team they are as well. Will be, you know, what it's easy when you're winning all these games. When you start losing them, how do you respond? How do you react? I'm imagining that they're going to take it fine and keep moving and focus on the task at hand. We heard that in that Darius Garland clip last segment. Like, at some point they're going to lose. They know that. How they're going to respond is kind of the bigger question here. And so, yeah, like, I think there's certainly reason to get excited about all this and see how far they can take it. But I'll be honest, man. Like, it's not even the biggest reason why I think that the Cavs are for real. The reason that I believe the Cavs are going to be a great team this year is because they're finding different ways to win. And Kenny Atkinson talked about this a little bit after the game the other night, like how Donovan Mitchell is obviously the star player on this team, but how teams that rely solely on their star player, I'm not saying it was a shot at JB Bickerstaff, but it could have been perceived that way. But his point was that, like, teams that rely on solely one player, like, can you win that way? Yes, of course you can. But you don't win a lot that way. And it's a lot harder. It's a lot more stressful to try to win that way when you're just kind of relying on one guy to carry you. His team right now is using everybody. I talked about earlier in the show, like the 10 to 11 man rotations and getting a lot of different guys reps and closing out a game with Caris LeVert, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and who am I missing? Oh, Ty Jerome. Like a lineup we hadn't seen yet this year. I mean, that's the type of stuff that, yes, those reps are important to those guys. It gets them at a place where come playoff time, they don't feel overwhelmed by the moment. And so that stuff all matters. But it's the fact that you're seeing him try different things to win games. That lineup on Saturday, like I mentioned. Last Saturday, it was Donovan Mitchell needing a buzzer beater. That's one of those games where you did sort of lean on your star player to come up in the big spot. And he delivers with a game-winning shot against the Bucks. It's Darius Garland taking over late in games and, you know, having these amazing clutch stats that we heard Ethan Sands rattle off earlier in the show. Like, it's those types of things that, to me, Evan Mobley blocking a key shot that leads to a transition bucket. Like, everybody's having a hand in this. Everybody is contributing to winning, and everybody's contributing to winning in key moments. They should have lost that game to the Bucks on Saturday. Just straight up. I'm being 100% serious when I say it. Like, they had no business winning that game on Sunday. Or Saturday, excuse me. But they did because they found a way. They were down 14 points. It looked like the second night of a back-to-back was getting to them. And they were really sluggish, and it just wasn't there for them that night. The Nets, understanding it was the second night of a back-to-back, credit to them. They were pressing Darius Garland like all the way up the floor in front of the Cavs bench at times. Like, they were trying to make it harder and muck that game up for the Cavs, who played at such a fast pace, and it almost worked. But they somehow, some way, they found a way to win a game that was more sluggish. And that was playing more into the Nets' hands. And that, again, is maybe the ultimate testament to being a great team, is the fact that no matter what people throw at you, you have a counter. You have ways to win. You have different ideas and different options that can lead to winning rather than just, let's put the ball in Donovan Mitchell's hands, play some ISO, and see if he can win the game for us. I mean, that is phenomenal. That's what the Golden State Warriors in 2015 through, when did Kevin Durant leave? 2019? Like, that's what those teams were. That's what the Celtics are considered right now in the Eastern Conference, is they don't need Jason Tatum just to take over the game. Jaylen Brown arguably had a better finals than Jason Tatum did. Like, that's the type of stuff that makes you a great team and does get you on the same level or the same playing surface as a team like the Celtics, as a team like the old Golden State Warriors, and that can win you a championship. So that, to me, is the most telling thing about this team, is how they're winning these games and that they're finding different ways to do it. And it, again, goes back to Kenny Atkinson and just the mind at work of that coach, of him as a coach. J.B. Bickerstaff, one of the biggest gripes against him was that he didn't have enough adjustments. He couldn't make the in-game adjustments. He didn't have enough wrinkles at his disposal. He just kind of tried to ride it out with the guys that got him there. And there's something admirable about that. We used to talk about Terry Francona doing that with the Guardians. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But Kenny Atkinson, he's proactive. He thinks about other ideas rather than just the status quo that could potentially lead to winning. And to this point, it's worked every single time, to the point where they're 11-0 on the season with a chance to go 12-0 tonight against the Bulls. Let's go to the phones. Eric in Cam's Corner. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Spencito, man. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good, brother. How are you?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. I just wanted to just shout out to all the veterans out there. Thank you for your service.
Hell yeah.
So I've written, listen, man, I've been calling this team dangerous pretty much since about 6-0. And how they, you know, dispatched the Warriors was crazy. The ball not even touching the floor and shots is being made. Like they're playing some fun basketball. And I think Kenny Atkinson, to your point with that small lineup that went out there Saturday, they got them back in the game. You just got to be ready to play. You know, like Jerry Allen didn't have it, and that's cool. But he went to some guys and they were ready to play.
Yeah.
And I think that's the culture. That's the culture that he is, raising is you got to be ready to play because you never know when your number going to be called. And the beauty of it is you got guys playing basketball and being adaptive and making decisions as opposed, let me get the ball to Donovan in this clutch moment. You know, guys is performing well. And listen, this is a dangerous style of basketball. And I was thinking, Spencer, like, could the guys in the 80s really succeeded playing this way, this unselfish ball like this, because it was so ball dominant with one player? Like that era of basketball, I think is starting to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this new era is coming. So I'm loving it. Like I always say, Cavs in six. we go, listen, are you really thinking championship right now? I mean, I know it's early, but like the East is not there yet. You know, the West is always strong, but they can make a finals run this year with this.
Eric, I appreciate the call. I will get to that question here coming up. And we'll get to some more of your calls on this thing, but just talking about how the Cavs have been so great and the reason why I think that I know they're a great team based on what we've seen so far. We'll get to some more of your calls on it, and we will ask that question Eric just asked. Like, are you thinking about a championship already for this Cleveland Cavaliers squad? Also coming up, guys, what is the amount of money that you would have to find on the ground that's high enough that you would consider trying to find the owner of said money? We will talk about it coming up. We'll get back to this here on the other side. Lance Reisland at 6. It's Spencer German with you here on Afternoon Drive 92 to the Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.